This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMN, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Well, we'd like to thank you and welcome you once again to Man Talk Radio. And Roy, we have someone here who is Winston-Salem's finest, Officer A.P. Jacobs, with us today. And I know he's a good friend of yours.
Yes, we're honored to have Aaron with us this evening. And thank you for joining us tonight, Aaron.
My pleasure, fellas. My pleasure.
Roy, you know, there is a lot that's happening, you know, in the city and in the nation, as you know, as a whole. And tonight's show is in reference to talking about men, young men, and men in general, you know, keeping them on the right side of the law. So that's what we want to focus in on today. And we hope that Officer Jacobs can give us some insight on that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as we're going through this journey of trying to be men of God, I think it's important to understand the other side of the fence when you're not walking with the Lord and you're out there in the world, how easily something that's could be considered just a joke or something minor could turn into something major really quickly. And I think maybe that's something Aaron will be able to share with us as we speak today about how a simple act turns into something really major and it changes you for a lifetime.
Yeah, so we want to just start off with a question for Aaron. Is what do you do you see as some of the major causes as to why we see so many young men getting incarcerated, just from your standpoint?
You know, home life, you know, if there's not a good stable home life, if you're raised in an environment where all you see is the way to get what you need to get is you got to break the law, or you want to have what the other guy has, but your mom or your dad are trying as hard as they can to provide for you the best way they can, but you don't want to wait on that. You want to be selfish about it and go out and figure out a way to get it yourself, and then you don't realize that the actions that you take add to parents as a whole. You know, kids nowadays don't realize that if you don't go to school for an extended period of time, your parents are the ones that are held accountable. Mm-hmm. Your parents can be prosecuted for those types of truancy violations. So, you know, kids just not want to wait or understanding the value of the work that your parents do to try and provide for you and to try and keep a roof over your head.
Sure.
Food in your belly, clothes on your back. You know, it might not be the clothes you want or the shoes you want, but you got clothes on you. You got shoes on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
There are kids out here, people don't even realize it. You know, they scrounge and scrape, and they're hardworking kids. You know, you got young people out here working hard, but yet, you know, you got other kids out here doing things that they don't need to be doing, and it's making it difficult on those young people because, unfortunately, in this society we live in, we group individuals together. We put them in one group and say, well, if this group over here is doing, and we know you live in that area as those same kids, you're probably doing it too.
Stereotyping them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we can't have anything to do with you.
So, Aaron, what in the your experience with all the different areas you worked here in the Winston area, when you run into a situation with a young man, we'll say,
right,
and it's problematic with that child, how often is the father present in that environment or absent? Because one of the things we really have been encouraging is men to take their role as to be dads, not to be just a father of a child, but to be a dad to that child.
Right. That's a good point. We all need to realize that, you know, anybody can father a child, but it's the difference between being a father and being a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we get the idea, well, if there's not two parents in the household, then, you know, this household's not going to work. This kid can't be successful. And what you can't look at it from a father not being in the household means it's not going to be successful, because I've gone to many a household where mom and dad don't live together, but they can parent together.
Parent together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can still parent together. You don't have to live together. Now, is that ideal? No. Mm-hmm. Is that how the Lord intended for it to be? No.
Right.
But you know what? Sometimes I get better results and better experiences out of a household where the two parents realize, you know what? we can't do this as a couple, and it's going to be detrimental to the household as a whole and to the children as a whole. Let's do this apart, but let's do it together for the betterment of our children.
Right. So in the situation we had some of the most violent occurrences with, I'll say young men, was if you were able to ascertain, maybe you weren't, was it the absence of the father and any kind of role that's kind of, because the more we read, reading we do, we understand that the absence of a father impacts in so many ways that with women and men, and just that father role is such an important piece of growing up.
Right. I mean, having a father in there, you know that you have that strong male influence in your life to help you go down the right path. And that's extremely important for a young man who's growing up. And I mean, it's probably different you growing up without your dad living in Cherokee, Wyoming.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Versus in
the
inner city.
Wrong, but anyways. Mm-hmm. Cheyenne, Wyoming. Yeah. Versus the inner city of, let's say, you know, Chicago or Los Angeles or Winston-Salem or Greensboro, for Pete's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
The father role there is probably more paramount if you're growing up in a more hostile, violent environment.
Right.
But you know, sometimes the father grew up in that type of environment too, and that's all dad knows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a product of the system, unfortunately. That's all dad knew. Dad knew a violent lifestyle because that's what his father knew. Or mom, you know, came from an underage mother because grandma came from an underage mother. And unfortunately, it's a societal thing that branches across all racial spectrums, all generations.
Right.
And, you know, without that male figure there to try and straighten and righten the ship, the ship's going to run into that iceberg. The ship's going to hit something, hit another ship. I mean,
well, there are a lot of ladies out there and moms that are working hard to try to raise their children right. We don't want to discount that. In fact, we want to applaud them and give them a hand tonight, because it really is the fact that the men have stepped out of the situation or never took responsibility to begin with, right? So, but what's important that we all realize that we can break the legacy. So no matter what's happened in the past, men, young men and old alike, it's never too late. So you own your direction, you own the legacy. So if you choose to continue to play it out the way you were raised in it, then that's your responsibility.
Right.
You own that. But you can indeed break that legacy. And I think that's the word of encouragement we need to leave the men with and the ladies that are out there doing it by themselves. You can indeed break this legacy.
Indeed. And I'd like to add also that God had designed man and the role of a man, that a woman cannot fill the role in which God has set aside for that man. She's doing the best she can.
Now. Right, right.
But in the eyesight of the Lord, God is saying, as a male in a family, I've designed you to take on these responsibilities and the wife to take on these responsibilities.
Right.
You know, in accordance with what the scripture says. And I think when a man is in a situation where he's the single father, because we have to remember that too.
Yeah, right? You know? As well. Yeah.
So if he's the single father, now he's trying to do things that God did not design him to do as a man.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, it's cross-cultural and across the spectrum when you're talking about gender.
It is. It is. I think too often we don't put enough value on either side of it. They both play a very vital role, but obviously this being man talk, we're speaking to the men tonight, but we really want them working towards breaking the legacy. If you grew up with, we call it daddy wounds, Will, you know, we've referred to that quite often, daddy wounds, and because they're real and they exist. So if you've grown up with daddy wounds, then seek help, get some counseling to figure out how to put that to bed so you can move ahead of that so you don't have to carry that forward, and you can actually break the legacy. Because if you never get over the wounds, you don't heal from the wounds, then you really have a much less likely chance of getting through that process.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to just ask Aaron, as a Christian, is it difficult to separate your Christian walk with your civil servant walk?
Some days I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I'd say yes. Some days it's a struggle, because things that we see on a given daily basis, You know, there's part of you sometimes when you see a certain situation occur in a household or in a family or whatever the case may be, where you want to react outside of what the scripture tells you and how it tells you how to act as a Christian, tells you how to act as a man. You see where a man has countly put his hands on his wife or significant other. And as a man, you want to react because you go to the same household over and over and over again. And you do your part. You know, as the officer, that young lady wants to press charges. She wants him to go to jail. She wants him to be punished. And you go through that whole process, and it breaks your heart because then you go to court, and she wants to drop the charges. And then the next thing you know, they're walking out of the courtroom together, holding each other and hugging. And in the back of your mind, because after you've done this a while, you start to become callous to the whole situation.
Right.
You think to yourself, you're like, all right, here we go again.
Why?
I mean, why do I go through this? Because I'm going to be going to your house in 2 days when he does it again. And, you know, it's just those type of situations in general where you want to lash out, I guess, is the best word I can think of. But you want to lash out because you know what the guy's going to do. Or, I mean, domestic violence, let me make this clear. Domestic violence is a two-way street. It's a two-way street. You know, women commit it just like men do, but unfortunately, men are embarrassed to report that kind of thing. They don't want to report that their girlfriend, their wife, their significant other beating
on
up,
them,
even though it happens.
It's a he-man thing.
It is. And that's a problem in and of itself as well, because domestic violence is a cycle, and eventually it escalates to a point to where somebody is seriously injured or killed. And if that's going on, that's something you want to report and deal with in the appropriate authorities. So it's hard in general on a day in, day out basis to do what the Lord commands me to do as a believer in him and to do my job to serve the citizens of Winston-Salem, knowing sometimes you just want to lash out and just speak your mind. But you know, the Spirit doesn't want you to that, and clearly
In that moment,
you've got to be quiet,
right.
And you got to let it work its way out and do what it needs to do.
Well, Aaron, we really are honored to have you with us today and just excited to come back to the second half. We're getting ready to transition out, but as we do for a break here, think about what's the funniest thing you've had happen to you as an officer. Let's put a little bit of humor on this before we come back to the more serious side. So when we return, we'll ask Aaron what the craziest things happened to him. Thank you.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on Lexington Road in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us today on Man Talk Radio. I'm Roy Jones here with Will Hardy, and we've got Officer A.P. Jacobs here with us. And we left before break with a challenge to him to kind of tell us about the funniest thing that's happened to him or the craziest thing that's happened to him. And I'm sure he's got many stories that would probably fit that bill, but we'll just see what he's come up with for us here.
Well, the one that comes to my mind, it didn't actually happen to me, but a buddy of mine who worked at the police department. We were standing around like most officers do when they have a little downtime between calls and just shooting shop. And he's like, man, I pulled this car over tonight, And I knew that guy was going to be drunk. He was all over the road. He goes, and this guy, he white guy, doesn't speak Spanish or anything like that. And he walks up to the car and asks the guy for his driver's license and registration. And it's a Hispanic guy. And the Hispanic guy goes, "No habla español, sir. No habla español." And the officer looks at him and goes, "Well, sir, that's great, because I don't speak Spanish either, but we both seem to speak English here just fine."
That's a good story. You know, to all those listeners out there, you know, we want to come back to the scripture. Of course, we always got to have a little scripture when we talk on Man Talk. And in Romans 13, I'm sure somewhere along the line, most of you, if not all of you, have been exposed to this verse of scripture. And it says, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Mm-hmm. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God." Maybe I need to read that one more time, guys. "Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil." Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? That's a question. "Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid." Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? I just had to put that in there, guys. I'm sorry. For he who does not bear the word in vain, for he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath upon the practices of evil. So what the word of God here is saying is that our men and women in blue, they're here to enforce the law and to bring justice against those who do evil. Mm. That's the word of God. Mm-hmm. That's not my word. And so when we see the men and women in blue coming, and we again thank Officer Jacobs for what he does, being a man of God and also a civil servant, that we need to come to this realization of putting aside things that we see visually on TV that cause us to take a side. Mm. Understand, man, what the word of God says and what your stance should be in relation to the scripture. Mm. Because we know that when we are subject to the law in which God have placed before us, that obedience to that brings about, well, it's sacrifice for us, but it also brings about those things that God would want to pour out on us,
right?
Which is the blessings from heaven. He said, "I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing." That doesn't necessarily mean that it's all money. Blessings could be it come in any form.
Well, of course, Will. That's a very good point. Too often we're expecting their blessings to be something of a financial piece, because that's the way we've geared ourselves.
Exactly. Everything's
right. Blessing only comes with dollar signs associated. Exactly. With it. At least in our society, it does. Well, that's I appreciate what you just read in the scripture. Let's just give some statistics that mm-hmm. you provided for us here related to North Carolina. These are North Carolina statistics for assaults on law enforcement officers. In 2017, there were 76 firearm assaults, which I would assume means either shooting at or actual shooting of an officer, 29 cutting or other instruments, 197 dangerous weapon charges, 2,070 physical impacts with hands, fist, or feet. Total assaults in the year of 2017, 2,372. And I don't know what that breaks out to in terms of number of officers there is, but it sounds like you've got a pretty good opportunity that somewhere through the year you're going to be attacked or something's going to happen to you. And Aaron and I have a friend from our church that was shot a couple of years ago on serving a warrant, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah. I think the guy had a warrant on him, and they went out to serve it, and people like their freedom. People like their freedom is what it comes down to. And, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, I work at the jail nowadays, and I'll be honest, I hate being at the jail. I hate it, the confinement that it provides to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so he didn't want to go to jail and thought it'd be a good idea to shoot at the police.
Mm. So now he's going to be there for a real long time.
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah. I would assume so.
So, Aaron, one of the things that I want to ask just personally is how do you keep sanity? You've been on the job now for 15 years, and to your point, being a Christian man and a follower of Christ and trying to remain sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit and in your daily life and with your family life, and you have to kind of separate these two things because obviously you see a lot of things that you never talk about to anyone, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on that's quite violent and really, really harmful to the mind and to the soul. How do you deal with all that?
Well, you probably, officers in general, mm-hmm. I'll say officers in general before I refer to myself, we probably compartmentalize, mm-hmm. which isn't good for anybody whatsoever, especially some of the stuff we see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Roy said I've been on the police department 15 years. He shorted me 3. I've been on the police department 18 years. I've earned those 3 years, so I want to get that out there. But no.
You don't look like you've been on there 18 years.
Well, maybe that's I've been on there 18 years. So, I don't know. You just, I try and, when I'm off, I try and be off.
Mm.
You know, my new position at the police department has afforded me the ability to spend more time.
Mm.
With my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. Aaron.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It is.
Yeah.
And my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Just take a moment, Aaron. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Folks, as you can tell, this is a very, very, sensitive man that loves the Lord and just very sensitive about his family. But this is the kind of pressure these officers are under, both men and women. And it's we need to remember that when we see these folks out there that are protecting us every day and serving us
absolutely.
Every day.
Absolutely.
That we honor them and let them know how much we appreciate them, because I'm sure they don't hear it enough that we appreciate what they do. And so,
I mean, and I think Roy, sometimes we have a tendency, and me being an ex-military person, you know, I have people come up to me all the time saying, thank you for your service, thank you for your service. Why don't we do that for our men and women in blue? Come up to them and say, mm-hmm. hey, thank you for your service. Don't be, and I'm going to take a national incident, don't be kicking them out of a restaurant. And some of you know who I'm referring to in reference to the story that happened a few months back.
Right.
Officers were kicked out because a person felt threatened. Come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be for real. This is man talk. We're talking man issues.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, let's be for real here. Let's put it out here on the table, because as men of God, we need to take a stand for God.
Right.
And that means that we have to look at everyone through the eyes of God, through scripture.
Right. You know, we'll back to that.
That's what we got to do.
That incident at the restaurant, what would have been really interesting is the people, as a way to support the officers, whoever was in the store. So if you're not going to serve them, you're not serving us. And
absolutely.
Everybody stood up and walked away.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Yeah. Solidarity.
Yeah.
But the problem is, now I will say, people don't realize this, but more people than people realize come up to us on a daily
good.
Basis.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Hey, appreciate the job you do, mm-hmm. officers. We're praying for you.
Mm,
we know we care about mm-hmm. you. I mean, it happens all the time. And I'll be honest with you. Crosses all racial divides here.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, people might think I'm saying this, oh, it's just a bunch of white people or whatever coming up to them. No, mm-hmm. no.
It's
I
everybody.
Get as much, hey, thank yous from the African-American community as I do from the Caucasian. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, in the last year, I probably got more from the African-American community than I did from the Caucasian mm-hmm. community.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think that there's, mm-hmm. you know, some people might just have a, there's just that appreciate. They just assume we're going to be there. You
right.
pick up the phone,
right.
mm-hmm.
you're going to call, the police are going to come. So it's like, you know, it's like turn your water on, turn your lights on. You just assume that's going to happen. But, you call us, guess what? Whether we want to go or not, We go to calls all the time. Mm-hmm. That a lot of officers are like, why am I going?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've told Roy about it. I've gone on calls where people call because their 7-year-old little boy doesn't want to get in a car at a grocery store.
Wow.
I can't parent your child.
Mm-hmm.
But if you call, we are going to send an officer out to try and assist you the best way we can.
Right.
Now, that little boy, I will tell you, he did get in that car.
I'm sure he did.
And he buckled his seatbelt just fine.
Yeah, I'm sure if he saw you step out of the car. Folks on the radio, you can't see Aaron, but Aaron is he is not a small man. He is of the larger variety.
I'm not fat.
Not at
that
all.
That doesn't mean fat.
No. But it's been a pleasure having you here with us, Aaron. We'd like to get you come back another time. We can have some more time with you. But, Will, how would you like to close this tonight?
Absolutely. We had a great time with Aaron. And I just like to say, man, from Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Be obedient to the word of God. Listen to the word of God. Go to your local house of worship and just don't listen, but listen and receive. Take that word out. Talk about it with your family on the way home.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.